Blog Talk Radio.
Said she tired of little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20 inch blades like I'm Lil Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S bumping Fallout Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiving. I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a shit Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the When I got quiet, all of y'all disappear. Before I drive stunning, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out this shit. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump, fuck down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
One, two.
Hey. This is Shoebox Talk, and it has been, to this day, 2 years on air. Shout out to Hakim Nuva, one of the best radio producers I know.
No, thank you.
Appreciate you. These 2 years went by quick. I'm so excited. I have got all kind of feedback like, man, 2 years is a milestone. Let's get it. So, anyway, I'm just like, man, I won't say it has been a rough 2 years, but we made it through. We up in
this
thing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yep. It's still kicking.
So when we got to talking about what show that would be the best show for the anniversary show, we decided to do the HubNet News. Right? Current events, because it's been jumping off, huh?
Yeah, it's right now in my city, Philadelphia, is the hottest talking town. You ain't look at the news in the last 5 hours? We got an active shooter down here. It's on CNN, MSNBC, Fox. It's been on every major news channel, and it's still ongoing.
Not today. I've been ripping and running. I was at the gym earlier. Yeah, no. Get out of here. I'm gonna have to find out. Can you give us some news on that, please? What's going on?
I'm trying to find out what's the latest. I haven't been able to find out anything in the last hour, so I'm trying to see what's what, and then I'll do some reporting during the show. But as of 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we were up to 6 police officers shot.
What?
The gunman from all accounts, the gunman was served. Police approached his house, tried to serve a warrant, and things, they wasn't ready for what they walked into. And it is said, I mean, he had people diving out of windows to get up out of there. And there's some rumor, that he is, that there's hostages. The police chief or inspector, he hinted on hostages, but he wouldn't. That's the whole reason why it's going so long. Because if he didn't have hostages, they would have bum rushed him.
Right. Is the dude black?
Yes, it's in one of the blackest parts of Philly. Nice town. You know, it's and for those who remember the hip hop group that was a part of Jay-Z and Dame Dash Rockefellers, the young guns, that's
right,
their area.
Right.
You know, Young Chris. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, it's ongoing. They have SWAT, you know, everybody's down there.
Mm.
Yep. So what you got going on?
Well, I'm just sitting back, taking in the fact that we've been here for 2 years. And that's just like, wow. In regards to what has been going on in the news, from what I gather, last thing I saw was, I want to talk about the dude, and I never always mispronounce his name, that killed himself supposedly in jail,
mm-hmm.
the billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of conspiracies that this idiot of a president is running around talking about. It must be it's probably some inside story that we're not privy to. That it was the Clintons' fault. Now, my thinking is, regardless of whose fault it was, they was going to storm his island. And there's a bunch of millionaires and billionaires or whoever, rich folks, or whoever was up on that island. Some shit, there's some stuff on that island that is going to tell what's going on. Might be some videos, might be some documentation.
Yeah.
It's not mm-hmm. sounding too good for some people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Darius is, he's been waiting. Let's bring him right in. One of our news correspondents.
Right.
For the Darius.
Well, good evening.
What's going on, Mr. Jones?
Well, my city's still trying to recover from the mass shooting here.
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
It's crazy. It's like really ridiculous. You can't go nowhere. People have lost their minds. You can't go to Walmart. It's crazy. This is like, I don't know what to say.
Well,
and I think, you know, like everything else, we're starting to become immune to it. Like, people are not affected there. And then to go to relatives or something, or your city or something like that, people are
like, hey, we can't hear you. Somebody chasing you around in here?
I'm sorry. I got some blasting. I got the show blasting through my house.
Oh, okay.
So we got 6 Philadelphia police, 6 of them wounded. Nobody
yeah, they're going to live.
There's
yeah.
an ongoing standoff as we speak. I'm looking at Anderson Cooper. Wow, I did not
yep.
know that. I've been out of
yeah.
pocket for pretty much half the day. Yeah.
Yep. Just another day in Philly, but this is a lot because they pulled officers from all over the city, and in the wake of all that's been going on in Dayton and El Paso, and also the thing of a month ago at the Garlic Festival, there is
yeah,
you know.
About that.
Yeah, Garlic Festival has forgotten, in the news media very fast because El Paso and Dayton, you know, has sucked up the coverage. But we don't know how this is going to turn out. There's rumors that, again, he has hostages. There's even rumors that one of the hostages may be a police officer. So, you know, it's a lot going on. And it's happening down near, right near the Temple area of, you know, so there was a concern there. There were kids, a daycare center on the block they had to consider. There were people above the upper floors of the building that the gunman was shooting from. So far, from what I understand, he ain't shooting them but cops. So, you know.
Well, I'm going to keep saying it. And I know I'm gonna repeat myself until the GOP idiots decide to have an actual spine to do something. This stuff's gonna continue.
Well, and it's not. I mean, really, Darius, what could they do? You got people running around here. They can come up with the most strictest gun laws if they want to. You can get a gun off the street. Them gun laws ain't gonna stop people from shooting.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing.
I don't want to sound like hopeless, but I don't really see there's not going to be an end to this. It's going to always be. It's going to always be.
Well, we're in a stage of genocide.
People just walking around here killing mass people. That used to be what terrorists did. It wasn't a part of this country. When you got your own country, American citizens walking around killing mass people because you ain't got shit else better to do because you got mad at your mom today or whatever the crazy, whatever going on in your mind, that's crazy. Nobody's safe.
Well, to hear these idiots, to hear your president, it's, you know, him in the GOP, after staying silent for days and days, they finally come out. Now, mind you, when El Paso and you know, Dayton happened, this asshole was, you know, He was at whatever that thing, Mar-a-Lago, whatever the hell. And he was going to a wedding, and he's doing autographs. He come back to the White House. Then he decided a couple days after that, I'm going to go see. They didn't want him there. You know, the mayor of Dayton, she stood up. No, the mayor herself. You know.
Nan Whaley.
Yeah, I like her. And I hope I'm truly hoping that when her tenure is over, that she runs for, you know, either a House seat or a, excuse me, I have like three phones in front of me and they're all giving me a flash flood alert. I apologize. But yeah, I hope she runs for a Senate seat or a congressional seat because we need up and coming talent like her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just real quick to your point of Epstein. You know, full disclosure, and you know, I try to be the most honest guy I can be. I have been in a facility that Epstein was in. I spent a whole year of my life in that facility. That piece of shit that killed himself. Now, mind you, I will not crack a tear. I slept so good that night. But anyway, my thing was whether he killed himself or someone killed him. Well, you're never going to know. To you know, from all accounts, you know, he did a supposedly tried to kill himself situation, and they put him on suicide watch. Now, if you know anything about suicide watch up there, it's in Brooklyn. And what happens is they put you on suicide watch. You get to sleep on a real bed with springs. You fall back, put your feet up. They medicate you when you sleep for a good day or two, and then they put you back on the block after a couple of evaluations to make sure you're on a risk to yourself. But they put you in a wing where they make sure they put you with another person. And you're supposed to be quietly watched. Now, I hear the conspiracy theorists, but if you've never been there, you don't know nobody in there, you're just talking to be talking. Those COs are asleep. The report came out that two COs were somewhere asleep and not watching him properly.
What?
This man was a flight risk. You don't have a damn passport with a fake name to another country unless you've been planning a getaway if you need to get away.
So you think he's not dead?
No, I think he's dead. I hope he's dead. I don't. My point is, whether someone went in there and bumped them off, because that is, they are investigating that. You got to remember, there's always been this talk about the little black book of Epstein. Now, I've been following this asshole story for years, the black book of Epstein. This man died with secrets. He has a list of people who are powerful, some of the most powerful people in the country, and maybe even the world. Yeah. You know, and that's why the minute he was arrested, was the first you saw Clinton come out. Oh yeah, I flew in his plane, but you know, we didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. And then a couple of the people cleared him. You know, this is a guy that hung out with Clinton. This is a guy that had a battle with Trump, but was a member of the Trump golf club. Then Trump kicked him out of the golf club, supposedly. Because of a complaint. But then we find out that he was using Trump's golf club as breeding ground or stalking ground. One of the ladies who were coming out now, he met her at the Trump club.
What?
So, and she was a kid. So, I mean, it's when this is all said and done, it's going to be a clusterfuck. So, I mean...
You know he got knocked off.
Yeah. Anybody don't believe that Trump... Yeah, I mean, I listen. I don't want to say things on air that's going to get us pop and hit, and the next thing, no, we can't get back on. But
I'll
leave it to your imagination. Think about what you know the man. He talks about grabbing by the pussy. So you know, there's a video where him and Epstein, when they were younger, they're literally sitting talking shit, pointing at a chick, talking about the chick. So I mean, he's a piece of trash. And Epstein was a piece of trash, but he was valuable because, one, that first time where they pretty much gave him that sweetheart deal, we all know that was to keep somebody's secrets. Senators, mm-hmm. congressmen,
mm-hmm.
you know, secretaries of state,
yep.
former mm-hmm. presidents, you know, and that's just here in America. Lord knows what was going on offshore. So, and truth mm-hmm. be told, here's the... Now, then we got William Barr coming out talking shit. Oh, I want to find out. Okay, William Barr should recuse himself. William Barr recuse himself? He should recuse himself because his father hired Epstein to do, to teach something at some school, and then William Barr did some stuff with Epstein. It's too much dirt and grime underneath these dudes' fingernails.
This is some corrupt stuff.
Barr is not going to recuse himself.
He's not.
Of a TV show, just corrupt. Out in the open, corrupt. You already knew politicians were corrupt, but this is just like some old gangster corruption. You know, these dudes, man. And how is it one man being y'all's friend is always connected to some of the worst people, man?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he done had lunch with, or done played golf with, or got some business going on with some of the worst people. How's that though?
Yeah, you know. But the scary part is nobody can tell you where this guy's money comes from.
Mm.
He you know, there were some people who put him in charge of their fortunes, and he had no real experience. I got more education than that some bitch had. So I'm trying to figure out what am I doing wrong. Yeah.
Yes,
so I mean,
yes.
he just, but you got to figure his money has been untraceable, and you know,
really?
But he does have an estate with a shitload of bread in it, and the you know, the victims won't get their day in criminal court, but they will definitely get it in civil. I hope they sue the shit out of that police. I mean, I want them to tear every building he owns. I want them to own everything, including the roaches. just everything. The crackheads is on the damn steps. Yeah, the crackheads, the roaches, the rats, the damn leaky pipes, own all that shit. Get all that shit out of his name. The goddamn homeless dude in the back. Just get him. Son of a bitch. I hope his soul burning like bread in a toaster.
Oh my God.
Hey, I always said, look, and let me tell you something. They sent them over to NCC. The minute when I heard he's getting detained, and that's all shit. He over in NCC. I know they probably gonna put him over in the sweetheart wing, where, you know, over there with the dentists and the doctors who cheated on their taxes type shit. They ain't gonna put him over there with the dudes who locked up for drug runs and gun runs, that kind of thing. But that was too much for him. I mean, stop and think about it. He wanted to get an ankle monitor and go home and fight his case from home in a $78 million house that every person with a brain knew that he was going to put up a bail, mind you. But everyone with a brain knew he was going to haul ass and say, fuck that house. $78 million. That was the argument. Listen, he wants to go into this mansion that he's going to ditch to get out of this country. So, I mean, because you got to look at it from this perspective. The people whose information he's protecting, they may pay, you know, put some serious bread on somebody's books, take care of somebody's mama financially. Yeah. Because you know you ain't coming home in 10 years. I made sure your wife ain't never got to worry about money again. You just go in there and tie that man shoestrings around his neck.
Oh.
So, you know, but he was a pedophile. He was a rapist. He was a steaming pile of smoldering shit. And he got what's deserving to him. If there is such thing as hell, I hope he's cooking in a pot with some peppers, onions, and pig's feet and shit. Listen, I do not feel sorry for rapists. I often said, let him loose, put him on a corner of Brooklyn. Matter of fact, drop him off in Red Hook with a sign saying Jeffrey Epstein, serial rapist of children. And let's see his ass make it home. You know, them brothers in real world tore him in the ass.
Oh,
they should have took him to. They should have took him to Staten Island over there on the what's the joint, Rikers. Put him in there with Bill.
No, he wouldn't survive Rikers. No,
put him.
He wouldn't survive.
Put him in there with Butt Rape Bill. Let him go to Butt Rape Jail. Over in Club Fed. Shit! All I did for a whole year is watch damn TV. And do push-ups and drink coffee and play chess. That's it. His ass ain't suffering.
Well,
but okay. Well, real quick, I want to touch on story that's been kind of going below the radar, and once again, the star of the show is y'all homie Trump. And it ties into the SNAP program, which is the food stamps, and the fuckery with China, and how the tariffs are causing farmers a great deal of pain. And
the
Dow
dropped 800 points today.
Yeah, and then it started off. Yeah. We're going to be there. There's no doubt. It's coming. If we don't get this asshole out of 2020, by 2021, everybody's going to be eating damn bread and cheese. and not that Wonder and Strowman. You're going to be eating that dollar store bread.
taking away from them trade wars, and we're going to pay higher prices at these stores.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and he wants to blame the feds He want to blame his own federal, like, director, but he don't want to take the blame. I said, you the one started it.
Well, I mean, it's a whole lot scarier than we thought because, you know, he's created bailout packages on the low to the farmers. Now, mind you, that's something that's supposed to be voted on in China. I mean, I said voted on in China. I'm sorry. Voted on in Congress. Much like the automotive bailout, the housing and bank bailout. Remember that? Between Bush and Obama. They both had to go through that. Same thing. But this son of a bitch has chosen to remove it. He wants to kick 3 million people off of the SNAP program. And use those funds to create a bank, create a farmer bailout. Now, mind you, that 3 million people is only going to cover the second portion, the 50% of the losses that they received. No talk on how he's going to cover the second payment. So just imagine. Now, you got to remember, food stamps come from the agricultural budget. That is the same budget that gives money to farmers. So he that was his way of subverting Congress. So you've got to pay attention to this slimy piece of shit. Got to pay attention to him.
Right.
I've been paying attention to him.
You know? So what do you guys think about with the raids in Mississippi that happened literally days after the shootings?
Let me have something to say about that first. First of all, why, after everything this country has gone through with back-to-back mass shootings, here we come with a massive ICE raid, taking over 680 immigrants, legal immigrants, and you got all them kids crying they want their parents back. I'm telling you, our country is, I'm going to call this the double standard of America. We're not united anymore. Welcome to double standard America. This country is, we're going to receive some big time karma because of this stuff. You watch what I tell you. It's not a matter if it's about when it's going to happen. All these legal immigrants, they had nothing to do with that, and you got people raiding them people in Mississippi, and all the families are torn apart again. This country is I tell you what, if they don't get that man out of there, it's not going to be a recession. We're going to be in deep depression.
Yep.
You watch what I tell you. And then the Trump supporters are going to be like, we didn't know he was going to do all this. Well, y'all voted for that ignorant fool.
Yeah, and whoever is going to be the president after him got their work cut out. I don't know how they're going to fix all this shit. Yeah, this is like,
please. Yep. How they going to figure out reunite all the family?
Yep. Well, the darker side to this story is the actual companies who hired these people. There's nobody being charged. When you ask these assholes, they're under investigation. So let me get this straight. We get to watch illegal employers. I'm sorry. We get to watch undocumented workers who aren't supposed to be here get jobs and lose the jobs and get sent away, taken from the kids. DHS never even informed, so the kids are left stranded at school, so forth and so on. And you don't do anything to the employers?
Yeah.
So, because when you stop and think about it, that raid happened on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. I can't remember. By Thursday, there was a job fair. So this is to give you the level of sensitivity that we're talking about here. These assholes had a job fair literally less than 48 hours.
Mm.
So you're dealing with a sick bunch of people, and if you go do the history on Coke Foods, you see all kinds of messed up stuff, and you know, they serve hundreds and hundreds of farmers. They get their stuff from farmers, and they always screw over the black ones. So go look them up. That's Coke Foods, and of course they're Trump supporters.
That's not a surprise.
Yep. All right, we got a new caller. Let's bring him in. Hello, welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Yes, how's everyone doing?
Doing great.
I just wanted to talk about the whole illegal immigration issue, and if I will, I think part of this is people need to take whatever you think about the president, take that out of the picture, because I've noticed that regardless of whether you're for or against him, it clouds people's judgment when we talk about this issue. Because people who are for Trump, they automatically take a position. People against them take one thing. And I think if we look at the numbers, we can actually come to a realistic conclusion on what's going on, and I think we can come to a reasonable solution as to what we should do, if that's fair.
I can see your point on that.
Okay, so if I don't know if you guys are online or you have access to a computer or the phone, but you can look up the stats. It's at cpb.gov/newsroom/stats/sw-border-migration. Or you can type into Google how many illegal border crossings are happening every year. And you can find that page also. So it's using the official statistics from Customs and Border Protections, and it breaks it down on a yearly basis and a monthly basis, going all the way back to 2014, of the number of apprehensions we have at the southern border. These are people that they actually caught crossing the border. So in 2014, it was 569,000 people that they caught. This is not how many came. This is only who they caught. The next year, in 2015, it went to 440,000. In 16, it was 533,000. 17, 415,000. 18, 521,000. And this year, we're already at a million. So if I just want to ask you, do you view that as a problem, or do you think that the status quo is acceptable? It's not an issue.
No, it's a big problem. Big problem. But let me say this. I agree with every number. But what was the difference from 2014 in the Obama administration and the Trump administration? And I would be the first one to admit Obama deported way more people than Trump has. Obama deported, 2-3 million people? There's a lot of the Hispanic community that didn't let him off the hook. There was it was the way it was done.
It's the way the media covered it that was the issue. And the reason I can point to you this is I was a part of a group of churches that went down back in 2014 when, I don't know if you remember, that year we had 60,000 unaccompanied children come up because the whole DACA thing had been passed. And so parents were sending their kids on their own north through Mexico to the U.S. And when these kids got here, they were being held in those same detention centers. They were sleeping on the ground with foil sheets, weren't getting enough food, they weren't getting adequate health care. And a lot of churches, came together. We went down there with medical supplies, blankets, clothing, toys for the kids. We had doctors and nurses come along. We did a whole thing. The media didn't say a word. And I think that's why a lot of people weren't aware of the condition that those kids were living in back in 2014. And that's why today people are just – it's just because the media talked about it. Otherwise, this has been going on for years. This isn't like a new thing.
I completely agree with you. And the only reason why I'm aware of it, because I watched Amy Goodman and a few other people from the democracynow.org report on it. And they were holding the Obama administration feet to the fire. When Trump said that some of those cages he didn't build, Obama built it, he wasn't lying. But the issue was not so much as the people, just the typical border crossers, it is the asylum seekers. And then
asylum seeker.
If
they go to a port of entry, they don't get detained.
We're talking about
people who get caught, and when they get caught, they say, "Oh, I'm seeking asylum." That's not the same thing.
If you go to a port of entry
and you report, "I'm an asylum seeker," you do not get separated. You don't even. But
here's the problem: the asylum seekers were not being processed, so they were shuffled off. And that's why I said, what was the difference? He created a choke point for the normal asylum seeker to go through the normal process, he couldn't get through. So guess what? They start trying to find another way through. We didn't have this asylum seeking issue.
Yes, it is.
But I'm going to tell you why. But here's the problem. And Trump's response to that was, if you're so concerned about asylum seekers, we'll drop them off in your individual cities. And he handpicked some of the cities, which are all asylum cities.
Oh yeah, but that's
was his defense.
That's about
no, it was connected because
the that's talking about the sanctuary city and state issue. That's separate. I'm talking
but they were related because
seeking asylum after they get caught crossing the border. That's
I get it,
man. You do realize that, right?
What I'm trying to tell you is these people were trying to find a way to get in here. And they couldn't get through the normal asylum. If you can't get in through the normal asylum process because there's not enough judges, there's not enough this, there's not enough that, there's an influx that's greater than 2014, so it's a backlog. What do you do with the backlog?
Okay, so
you're supposed to process and put them on ankle monitors, right?
I know you're a smart brother who's got common sense here, and I'm going to ask you straight. If you are somebody, if you're telling me that it's the same thing for a person who goes to a port of entry and says, I'm here seeking asylum, versus somebody who's already illegally crossed the border and got caught, and now after they got caught says, oh, I'm seeking asylum, come on now, brother. You know, darn well, that's not the same thing. Them people are using the asylum claim as an excuse after they get caught. Now, come
and
on.
And here's the problem with that. No, there's no naivete here, sir. It is good old-fashioned common sense because we are dealing with a lying, scheming piece of garbage in the White House who cut the funding.
No, this is not about the president.
Who cut support.
No,
it is about
the
president.
The
stop. Hold on. Let me stop you right there. We cannot say it's not about the president when he's operating on a 45% shortage in staff on controlling this country, especially the State Department.
Well, I'm saying it's not about the president because we've been having this problem for more than 30 years.
Yes, and he made it worse. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
How did he make it worse? It's been the same
way
always.
For some reason, if you want to have, you got to understand something, sir. And I get you. I don't know if you're a supporter of this president or not. But
I'm not a supporter. I'm just talking about the issue. And people find they care more about the politics than the problem.
No.
That's my point. That's
I don't
why I
care.
About the
no. I don't care about the politics.
Care
I care
about
the policy. We're not talking about the politics. We're talking about the policy.
The majority of people that I've dealt with who all of a sudden pretend like they care about the conditions of the children in the detention centers, who didn't care a single thing about it in 2014, are the only reason they care is because they want to use it for a political purpose. I'm talking about dealing with the problem. I could care less about
that.
The political side.
I get that. But it's one thing to have that in certain quantities and at a certain volume. But when the asylum process is at a choke point and the people can't get through properly, they're going to find another way. So instead,
right. we should have people seek asylum in Mexico, and they can file for it in Mexico.
Wow, those are some good Republican talking points that you're making here.
That's
some great Republican talking points. Sure is. Because
they're not coming from Mexico. These people are coming from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala.
Yeah. And guess what? He defunded.
So then why can't
he
file for asylum
every one
to
of
the
them.
United States from Mexico? Why do they have to cross the border
and then get in? They're just trying to get in
and then they're willing to game the system, but you don't see it like that. How do you not understand
The reason why they cannot file in other countries because other countries are not on board with Trump's bullcrap. Now, you can sit up there and say what you want to say in regards to what Obama did and Clinton before him. It may have been, it's always been a problem.
No, Obama's own leader of Homeland Security
Trump,
made the same suggestion.
Okay, hold on. Let me make my point because I'm sitting up here listening to you. You cannot sit up here and say that this president hasn't made situations worse. It's all about the way he went about doing it. Okay.
No, what I'm saying is, people are just pretending like they care about the matter because they hate
everybody
Trump.
Anybody that's sitting up talking about the media is for it. I'm concerned it's definitely a supporter of Trump. But that's all he ran his whole campaign
No, I'm
on.
Calling it like
okay.
it is. What I'm saying is
the
people
media,
who don't really care
well,
about
sorry,
the kids,
I'm
who
sorry,
don't actually care about what's going
is.
On,
I live in
they
Texas.
Only care about it when it politically helps them.
And this is a
that is a mischaracterization.
And part
that's
of,
a fact.
And part
sir,
of my
dude,
job,
the number of liberals I've dealt with on this matter, this is all they care about. They don't care
but
about
we
the
are not,
of Democrats
we,
president.
But
they only
we,
care
we
about
aren't them.
They use it for their own political game.
You do understand we're a big tent type of party, and we have 1,000 different ideas individually. You're never going to
yeah,
meet the same liberal
said,
twice in some instance.
You said yourself that you saw
but,
the program on Democracy Now when they covered what
yeah.
was happening to the kids
yeah.
in 2014. And my point to you was, how come
yeah.
that wasn't widespread coverage across the board? How come there weren't all these Democrats then talking about what was going on with those kids? Because
okay,
it didn't
so
help
yeah.
them politically.
Because
that's the only reason they're talking about it now.
But let me ask you this. How long were those kids sitting in cages? Were they there for 2 weeks?
Some of them were there
weeks?
For more than 6 months.
No, they weren't. I don't know which. The longest I've heard was 30 days. What are you talking about?
They were killed
okay,
there.
But
the
listen,
city had no
just
idea
knowing,
where they came from.
Let me say this. And I'll meet you halfway. Knowing what I know about the United States government, no matter who's in charge, there's always going to be some dark nonsense that we aren't supposed to know about. Okay?
Of course.
So that's number one.
I agree with
number
that
two, number two,
but
number
I'm
two, when Obama...
You gotta honest, be honest,
hold on, let me finish my point.
Right
let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me finish. When I heard about what Obama was doing, putting kids and teenagers and people in jail, I said he was a piece of garbage for it. I don't care. Those are children. I don't care what color they are. What if they're children at the end of the day? That was so of course, his State Department and the Homeland Security, they came up with every excuse.
Right.
I get it. But I got to remember
you
what country
rare.
I'm in.
You have to also acknowledge that you are an exception. Because most,
no, I am,
most people didn't even talk about it.
No, because no, here's the thing. I am not rare. Those of us had those of us
no, you were rare for that time.
Hold on, because
even talking about it.
No, that's not that is not the truth. You and me been rare to you, but I remember being in those blogs and those chats on Twitter and on the Democracy Now
okay.
website.
And I can prove it to you now.
Tens of
compared
thousands
to
of people,
the number of people who talk about it now,
no,
compared to the
that
people
I can agree on.
Are you saying it's the
that,
same number?
That I can agree on. No, it is not. And I'm going to tell you
okay,
why
so,
it's not.
Okay, so
I'm
going to
tell you why
that,
it's not. Hold on.
Was it a
Hold
smaller
on.
Percentage?
No, it's greater now. It's
exactly.
greater now because
so why
everybody
people,
is
why do they all of a sudden care now, and why didn't they care then? What's the difference between then and now?
Let me say it for
it's
you
because
again.
Because there's a Republican
because
president.
This,
that's the only reason
no.
care.
It's not about a
that's
Republican president.
You know
no. See,
on,
see
man,
you I need you to understand
children.
Something. I need you to understand something.
I'm telling
you
the
you,
truth, brother.
You,
I understand that you're
brother,
politically
you're giving me your
country.
Truth.
And so for you,
listen,
you can't, you're not willing to admit
I,
that the majority
hey,
of the Democrats right now only care about their kids because they want to use it for their political gain. And
but,
when
and
the
guess
Democrat
what?
Gets elected in 2020, they're
we
not going
to
say another word about them kids ever again.
That's not.
They're never
going to
care about the kids again, and you know they
won't. That's not how we do things.
The minute the Democrats
everybody has the opportunity to talk, and we don't talk over each other.
Yeah,
you know,
nobody
can hear
yeah.
you. Nobody can hear what you're saying when you're talking, when he's talking, and vice versa.
All right, I'm passionate about this because I've been involved with this stuff for more than 10 years, and I'm sick and tired of people using these things for their political gain and pretending like
no,
they care about
you know
them
what?
And they don't.
You know what? I will. Guess what? You see, when you have a civil discourse and you listen, you can find common ground, and I will agree with you because guess what? I do know Nancy Pelosi was aware of it. I do know that Chuck Schumer was aware of they did nothing because they were told, oh, this is just brief. I get it, and I don't let anybody off the hook. When I see it, I call it out. But the difference is, and I need to make this clear, it is more evident when it's not just 1, 2, 10, 20 cages. And you're shipping these kids. How many kids have you heard die during the Obama administration over this process? I don't recall
over
any.
Four, I'd probably say about 650 or 60-something.
600 kids died for being in cages.
No, that were died while in custody during the
no.
When it came up. Yeah, that's
you heard 600 people died in custody. Please, I beg you, send us some information on that. Because that is a genocide. That is a mass genocide.
That did not happen, Hakim.
No, I know damn well it didn't happen. And so listen, that is a human right. They should bomb that hell out of us if something like that happened. So you're telling me 600 people in under the Obama administration of custody died?
I mean, you're acting like you're surprised. Did you see the conditions? First of all, there was a lack
of
medical.
Yes, I did.
For most of those.
But
children.
You say 600.
That, right?
Yeah, but guess what? You see,
we're talking about between 2013 and 2014, we had more than 100,000 kids unaccompanied children come across up to the border.
Okay.
You're talking about a massive amount of people. This isn't like
so where can we find that data?
So when the,
where can we find the total number of
border protections, customs and border protections. They list all this.
Okay.
They break it down to the detail. Like I can give you right now, just in the last year, we've had out of the nearly a million plus people that came, over 432,000 of those were family units.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in light of that, how much of that is even being aware of the general public? That there's been an upsurge in groups coming up claiming that they are family units, and then when they do the Swan DNA test and they find out that the children that they claim are their children aren't even their kids, and they're actually being involved with sex traffickers and coyotes who are using the kids, you don't see that as a problem.
Man. So you're telling me that's happening to how many? What's the percentage out of that 400 grand?
Well, we're talking about around 18 to 22%. Depending on
18 to 22%. Okay, that's possible.
Yeah. That's a big.
That's
deal.
Definitely possible.
I mean, because they hear what's going on in the news. Because they watch the news just like we do. If they see in the news, there's a political issue about children coming up with their families, and now there's the laws now. We're saying that the 20-day rule is no longer going to be in effect. People then who want to game the system and come in, they see that, and then they say, okay, all we got to do is bring a kid with us and pretend this kid is our own child, and we'll claim with the parents, and hopefully this will allow us to get in so that they can't
let me
hold
ask you something.
For more than 20 days.
Why do you think there's been such a humongous uptick?
These games people play, but this is what happens at the border.
No, listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. No one is saying that it's not happening. It's common sense that this stuff is happening. But to the level to where this president says it's happening isn't true. So do you believe that we're being invaded?
Okay.
So are we under an invasion?
Invasion? No, but I would say, the fact that this year we went from 500,000 last year to more than a million this year. That's only people that they caught. Now remember, if you know anything about Border Patrol, they'll tell you for every one person they catch, at least 10 people still get across the border. So we're talking about way more than a million people this year have illegally crossed the border.
Can we just be honest?
Just be real. You're really motivated, not because of illegal immigration, not even about these kids. For you, it's about the election. It's about this political stuff, isn't it? Be honest, man. You really don't care.
No. That's not what I'm saying. First of all, you're making assumptions. We're trying to be fair to you.
I'm
asking
you a genuine question
point.
When I said that.
I'm trying to tell you I am a 100% card-carrying liberal. I am Mr. Freaking Lib. No, and let me tell
you,
I care about the innocent. Yes, I do.
Are you only motivated by using it to try to use it for the political process?
Yeah, no. What I'm trying to tell you is I don't care who's the president. If you got kids in cages, you are a piece of filth. You should have your head chopped off. It's just that simple. Now, I'm going to tell you why I keep pointing the finger at this president. Here's some numbers for you. Why did those numbers increase after Obama left?
because more people came across the border and more families.
Why did more people come across the border than previously when Obama was in? What was going on in their countries for them to want to leave so bad?
But people have been
How do those
up
numbers triple in some
regardless.
Situations? Yes, but the numbers were doubling and tripling in some instances. What was going on back at home
well,
for
the
them
number,
to come
the numbers
here?
Doubled this year. The numbers had
okay.
been right around 500,000 every year since 2014.
Okay.
This
Why did it double
year
this
went
year?
Up by a million, it went to a million.
Why
so
did
what,
it double
are you
this
talking
year?
That something happened in Guatemala that all
yes.
of a sudden this year people are coming up?
Yes.
No, man, people just want to come into America. It doesn't matter.
No.
Are you serious?
What are you talking
so,
about?
So I guess,
no.
you, so
okay,
I guess
so,
you missed the point.
Hold on,
where you,
hold on.
I guess you. No, 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 because I'm trying to make a point because I asked you specific
oh,
questions. And it's either you don't know or you're stuck to your own philosophy. And
no,
I can
do,
respect
I,
that
I
because
do
you've
know
been
because
down here. I haven't been down here.
Things have changed in 2015 to now in Guatemala that's significant to the point where all these people all of a sudden more need to come. You're kidding me, man. What
yeah, how about
since 2015
about,
to now in Guatemala?
How about humanitarian aid? How about more? How about support to the
aid?
How about support to the government to keep control over the criminals and the lunatics that's running around down here? Those coyotes you're talking about. The weirdos who's running around shooting up the town, the drug lords and all that. The warlords down here. Where do you think some funding was coming from to help keep that stable because we didn't want them to come up here?
America gives a bunch of money to every single Central American country.
Yes, yeah.
You want to give, you want
and
to
guess
give
what? We
numbers?
Stopped.
Let's look it up. Let's look at how much aid money went to Guatemala in the last 5 years.
Okay.
You're going to go there. Let's look at the facts versus just people just giving up some opinions. Okay, so you want to look at Guatemala? What other countries?
Hey, I'm just telling you what your president said. He said he was cutting it off. He said that a year
I don't
ago.
Care what the president says. I want to know what the facts are. Because you can't trust the president when it comes to whether what he's saying is true or not.
But you got to also understand his words mean something. It stimulates markets. It creates world unrest.
Okay, so
stop letting this man off the hook.
Let's look at this. Right. So in 2017, America gave Guatemala $257 million. Let's look
mm-hmm.
at – so let's see. I'm looking at the official USA website. So in 2018,
mm-hmm.
it was $150 million. And
so 2017 was what? How much again?
$250 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a list of them. So to Haiti, they give Haiti $377 million.
No, we don't got a bunch of Haitians coming across the border. We're trying to focus on the ones that are flooding to us. I get it, But just off the top of your head from what you read so far, doesn't it make that numbers decreasing since he took office between 17 and 18?
Guatemala. So in Guatemala, look, it changes country to country. So Guatemala in 2016 got $74 million, and
mm-hmm.
then in 2017 it went up to $118
million. Mm-hmm.
And then in 2018 it once again is $118 million. So depending
okay.
on which Central American country you're talking about, it changes. So our money to El Salvador is going up. Our money to Guatemala is going down. Let me look up Costa Rica
mm-hmm.
while we're here so we can know for sure.
He's going to cut all that off, that money. He's not already let them know. They're not getting that no more.
You know, he's already made it clear that he's going to cut it off, and in one at least one of those places, he's already seen where he's making
but
cuts.
As you can see, we're giving these countries a lot of money. I mean, this isn't a joke.
Yeah, of course we're giving these countries a lot of money.
Colombia, they gave Colombia $516 million. That's a ton of money.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to American imperialism. You got to spread.
Money.
You got to. What you got to do?
I hope you understand that. That's not the government.
I agree.
Money. The government doesn't make money.
Yeah.
They're taking our money that they tax
yeah.
from us and they're giving
it to
other
countries. That ain't nothing new. They've been doing
that's the part.
The only reason I brought it up was the brother was talking about humanitarian aid, so I wanted to know
yeah.
the facts and know how much money these countries are getting. I didn't realize they were getting
yeah.
this much money. This is crazy.
Well,
I gave Colombia $516 million. That's insane.
You knew how I knew they were giving them buttloads of money because the president said so. And he said, and their people are still coming here, so I'm going to stop giving them so much money. And it made it worse.
I mean, like I said, I don't focus on what the president says. I just need to know the numbers, the facts, because we can't trust.
So I don't trust him either. I don't trust it. Listen, I don't trust any president. Because when you're a president, whether you're black, green, or purple, you are the president. You're not a brother. You're a president. So that means you got to go bomb any country. You ain't doing it because whatever. You're still the president. So I get it. I don't trust this country as far as I can throw it. I'm going to die with distrust of this country until they do reparations and repair some of the damage around the world. So it's not so much about Republican and Democrat. It's not so much about Republican Democrat for me. It's just that when you have a complete moron who goes on television and creates an emotional response to a bad situation, it makes it worse. If he didn't want people to pay more attention to him, he needs to shut up.
That same thing applies on the Democrats, too, because look what happens every time we have a shooting. The Democrats turn it into a reason to push gun control so that they can justify taking away the Second Amendment. And I'm not with that. So they use all these events to justify taking away our freedom.
No.
That's not just the Democrats.
NRA controls that.
I get what you're saying.
You guys are on board with gun control.
Well, we have a short show tonight. The show is only an hour moving forward. So I would love to continue this conversation, but we have to start the breakdown process. We only have about 3 minutes and 22 seconds, and it'll go quick as a hiccup. But this your first time calling?
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you calling. I hope you definitely call again. I love a good verbal jousting from time to time. We appreciate you. It's always good to disagree in a friendly way, and because it makes everybody smarter. So definitely appreciate you.
Likewise, brother. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So within our last 2 minutes and some change, any final thoughts?
Other than 2 years in, we're still going. We welcome anybody's opinion. Anybody's conversation on whatever topic we're going to have. I appreciate all you listeners all over the world tuning in to Shoebox Talk on HubNet Online Radio.
Yep. And, it's you know, real quick, it has been fun. 2 years ago, I met Michelle when I was co-owner of a different network, and I talked her into starting her own, and she jumped off the cliff with me, and she said, okay, and here we are. And it's been fun, you know, ups and downs as all businesses and things that you create. It has good and bad, but we definitely have way more good than any bad. So I wanted to say thank you to the listeners. Thank you, Michelle, for this amazing ride and adventure, and 2 more years or 5 more years to go. Big things coming.
That's right.
And of course, thank you, Darius, as well. You are a member of the family. You've been rocking since day one. We appreciate you, bro.
We so do.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Can I get a free pair of shoes?
I want one of pink chocolate t-shirts so I can run around bucket naked and take pictures like I'm sexy or some shit.
I know that's right. We got the good pastor, D. Townsend. I know he's listening. He celebrates you too. It's been a year since you've been rocking with us as well. Y'all tune in at the Jubilee Affair on Sunday.
Season 3 p.m.
Central Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time.
All right. Well, please follow us on all your social media platforms under Shoebox Talk. And you can also follow the network under HubNet Online. And it's been fun. We will see you here next Wednesday. Title of the show will be announced, so please, everybody, keep your ears open for us, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
All right, good night, y'all.
Peace, y'all.